welcome into Between Us and 938 Live. As always, chatting with you about relationship issues that matter to you. And in particular, today, we're going to talk a little bit more about dating tips. Now, as you get busy in life, you know, our circle of friends start to shrink. And sometimes it might be difficult to find people that we really like to date. And of course, in the longer term, a life companion as well. We're going to talk a little bit about essential dating tips, how to find the right person for you and also embark on a fulfilling long-term relationship. All that from my guest today, Cindy Leong, who's a dating and relationship coach at Relationship Studio, telling us more today. Cindy, welcome to the program.
Hello, Angela.
Let's talk a little bit about, I mean, the clients that come to you. I mean, it seems like these days, no one has time for dating. Is that true?
Yes, exactly. It's true. Because the standard of living right now is so high, you know, there's such a high need to make ends meet, you know. So a lot of my clients actually, you know, they just really focus on their work, their work. And then now, maybe they're like mid-30s, even 40s. So they're, you know, starting to really look around, and then they may realize that, you know, is it the right time for me, you know? Mm. And I tell them, no, it's never too late, obviously, yeah. You know, you're ready. But I always ask them, what have you been doing in the last many, many years? Yeah, so what they said is, you know, working and working, too busy with work, no time dating. And many a times they make this common mistake whereby they date one after another, and only to realize they have wasted too many years on just dating one person.
Okay.
So my usual advice to them is, well, why don't you date a few of them and then decide on one?
Okay.
So you're not like, you know, fixated on one guy and say that, hey, you know, should I marry this guy? Is this the right one? You're not sure? Okay, let's try. Oh, and then 2 years, 3 years wasted.
You know? So you found that people jump into it too quickly. So they date one person and they decide, okay, maybe I should just commit to this without really exploring the options.
The options, correct. So, and also I tend to tell them that, you know, when you don't have options, the desperate vibe actually do come on. Because you don't have, it's just like negotiation skills, right? We learned. If you have other options, you can have better offers or other offers, you do not appear to be too desperate because you won't be at a losing end. If this person is not interested, it's fine. I have many choices. So I often tell them that, you know, your vibe when you approach the various potential partners should be really relaxed. You know, I have no problem finding partners. You know, I only spend time with interesting people. I have a lot of people to go out with. You know, I'm not desperate. So that is the kind of vibe that I tell them. You know, you should have this kind of mentality and not like, oh, I'm so happy you're here dating me, coming out with me. You know, otherwise there's no one else to go out with me.
It's so interesting, Cindy, you mentioned the idea of the air of desperation, because I think, you know, people can relate to this, right? You notice someone who, you know, is either trying too hard or you feel, you know, sometimes you just have like an intuition about whether someone needs you a bit too much. So in your case, when you work with your clients, and the truth is there is an urgency. If you were like,
of course,
30, late 30s, 40, and you might feel like, I want to settle down. Marriage is a life goal for me. How do you tone it down? How do you not show that there is actually a bit of that urgency?
Yep. What I tell them that is like what I said just now, having other options, you know, not just focusing on one person, but you have a few of it. I read an article 2 days ago. Someone sent it to me. In fact, my client sent it to me and said that, you know, this is so true. Just like what you said, it's okay to date a few people at the same time and finally find the best one to settle down.
I guess one of the first few questions that, you know, singles these days would ask is, where do I even meet these people? Because, you know, I'm so busy. I don't have time to meet anyone.
Correct. And many a times you don't like those people. You see, at work.
And also it gets complicated, you know, with office romances.
Exactly.
So where exactly can Singaporean singles go to find new people to date?
Yeah, parties, weddings.
Weddings.
Yeah, weddings. So, yeah, that's a good place. And another place to consider, which a lot of people have missed out, is workshops and trainings. You never know. You know, someone in your trade, you know, you're there to upgrade yourself, and someone is also there to upgrade. You never know. You get to meet people. Of course, being in this business, of course, singles event is something you cannot miss out. And then nowadays, there's really not so much of a stigma to attend such events. It used to be in the past, you know, like, oh, you attend such things, you know, are you desperate or what? No, nowadays it's more like, oh, it's a social networking kind of setting. So you get to meet new friends, and even if it doesn't amount to any relationship, anything, but it's just friends. You never know. Oh, this person's friends, or you may go out for parties or some other events, some other time, outing, you know, you may find somebody, you know? So you never rule out any possibilities.
So keeping an open mind about it is pretty important. I think what you mentioned also is that, you know, sometimes in learning new things, picking up new activities, going out of your comfort zone is where you meet the new people. If you're always doing the same thing every day, chances are you're not going to meet anyone new.
That's right. So whenever I ask my clients, so what do you do every day after work? Oh, just go home, you know, watch my TV. I don't do much. I'll see if I get to come off even early, or if there is no OT, I will plan for some other things. So in fact, they don't plan for dates. So people nowadays are too busy, or they are giving too much time to work, or they fail to plan. So if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. It's the same thing.
Indeed.
Yeah, so you just leave it to chances whether you have some time. Oh, yes, I have some time tonight. Oh, but I didn't arrange any date. So do what? Go home, sleep, you know, or call out some friends for beer. So, you know, I have single guys, you know, telling me that, I usually hang out with my friends. Okay, who are these friends? Oh, my army guys' friends. Oh, no. No,
I mean, that
helping.
Works if they bring girls along, you know, if they bring mutual friends.
But if it's all guys or all girls or all sisters outing, then it's not going to work, because you keep hanging out with this same group of people who are as single as well. So it's not helping you at all. So I just let them know that this is actually counterproductive for your effort.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. Pick up something new, find new social circles. Yeah. Assuming that we start there, you know, we go out for a drink, maybe explore alone with another friend, maybe try and meet new people.
Mm.
How do you take it from strangers into starting a conversation, into asking someone out without being creepy? I think we're going to talk about that in just a bit. Yeah. My guest today is Cindy Leong. She's a dating and relationship coach at Relationship Studio, sharing essential dating tips, how to find the right person for you, and more importantly, how to embark on a fulfilling long-term relationship. All this coming up in just a moment when Between Us continues. Stay tuned.